evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Wednesday, 13th October 2021. Top stories for today. Malaysia's new COVID-19 cases rose to 7,950 today. Earlier, the Ministry of Health, MOH, reported that about 90.6% of the adult population in the country have completed their COVID-19 vaccination as of yesterday. Based on the MOH data on the COVID Now portal, 94.9% of the adult population have received at least one dose of the vaccine. Further detailed breakdown of the daily coronavirus cases in the country would be uploaded to the Health Ministry's COVID Now website. Sabah Chief Minister Dato' Sri Hajiji Noor said the state agrees to allow interstate activities from November 1st and inter-district activities from October 14th. Hajiji said entry into Sabah for interstate activities, including social visits and tourism, was allowed with certain conditions. Those who are completely vaccinated will need to undergo COVID-19 RT-PCR or RTK antigen, swab or saliva testing within 3 days prior to travel. Former Deputy Prime Minister Dato' Sri Ahmad Zahid Hamidi and his wife Datin Sri Hamida Khamis had used over 1.2 million ringgit in Yayasan Akal Budi funds to pay for credit card charges, shopping at high-end department stores around the world and locally. Deputy Public Prosecutor Dato' Raja Rosella Raja Toran said the charges could be seen through their daily monthly credit card statements. Raja Rosella said this in her submission at the end of the prosecution's case against Zahid, who is facing 47 charges of criminal breach of trust, corruption and money laundering involving Yayasan Akal Budi funds. On the international front, New Zealand Health Minister Andrew Little says the health system is ready for the implementation of the End of Life Choice Act when it takes effect next month, making assisted dying legal in the country. These services will be provided in the community and will be made free for people who meet the strict eligibility criteria, according to Little. He said medical and nurse practitioners who provide care as part of the assisted dying service will be paid for their work and for their travel costs. CureVac has dropped its first version of a COVID-19 vaccine as it shifts its focus to its second generation dose. The German pharmaceutical company's vaccine candidate said it was the vaccine agreement with the European Commission that will cease, but it was looking at the possibility of leveraging commitments for the second generation vaccine candidate. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.